Tommy Taylor Jr. Man, it just sounds so good to say. And the good news, we get to say it all night because he won. I know we're all super excited. Can't wait to hear your reactions coming up.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I feel like this is one of the very first episodes where we're all just really excited about who won. Because Tommy Taylor Jr., right? How fun is this to say? Is anybody else just constantly saying it in their minds?
Yes. Not just in our minds, but, you know, out loud. It's
Tommy
fun to say.
Taylor Jr. And, of course, this song reflects Tommy Taylor Jr., doesn't
it?
It does.
Look at you dancing over there. Look at you just
She's
getting into
it.
This.
She's really feeling
Big
it.
Big Madonna fan?
I love Madonna. Madonna That's and I went girl. To the same high school. Shout out Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at that. Yeah. Well, guys, I'm so happy that all of you guys are joining us tonight. I know we already have a lot of discussion going in the live chat. If you're watching us live on YouTube, you'll see that there is a live chat, and we constantly engage with that chat all night, talking with people on there. They ask questions. We try to answer them. We have a guest tonight who we'll be introducing momentarily, but certainly join in there and tell your friends, and we'll see you in future weeks. But our guest tonight, Jordan from Week 2. Jordan, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate it.
Well, we really do appreciate you coming on and, you know, sharing your thoughts on the show. We're going to ask you some questions about your experience and what you think of the show, what you thought about tonight's episode. We'll introduce ourselves first. I'm your host, Michael Klaus, and I'm sitting next to three lovely ladies.
Hey, guys. I'm Mina.
Hey, what's up, Proposal fans? I'm Lauren Ashley Beck.
Hi, everyone. I'm Farinaz Basharat.
Fantastic. So, your experience. You happy you did it? I know you were engaged. You weren't engaged. You were not engaged to Ashley. There was no engagement. Are you happy you did the show?
I am. It was a lot of fun. It was a learning experience. I met a lot of great people. I get to be here with you guys. So yeah, I'd say it was a pretty good experience. Yeah.
Is it surreal to watch the show now and think I was on that? I won. I was where he was tonight.
Yeah, it was. I think it's more entertaining for me to watch the show. Being on it, I kind of like have the same feelings. I could really relate to what's going on stage. So, yeah, the nerves and emotion are real. I can tell you up on stage for sure.
So, talk to us about before the show, the beginning. How were you found to be on the show?
I was actually asked by a recruiter, but I'm not sure if I can really go into exactly how they hit me
up.
Were
you out on the dating scene? Was that you were looking for no matter where you were looking, but you were looking and they found you?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you think it was a joke? I mean, someone reaches out to you and said, "Hey, we have this show."
Well, yeah. So I actually didn't really know about the show up until right before filming. So we kind of didn't really know what the whole concept was. And I think even after someone told us what the concept was, we're like, what? what do you mean? So, yeah, it was very, very quick. It all happened really quick. And, you know, yeah, we'll see what happens next season.
So at that point, you're keeping your options open because you don't know what to expect.
You know what? I was just kind of along for the ride. I was, you know, I think in general for me, it was this, you know, I wanted to go on for fun. I wanted to have an interesting experience. But I think at the end of the day, if I found someone that was great, I mean, I don't care how I met them, you know, mm-hmm. so that was the hope, you know.
Easiest to say this is the wildest dating experience you've ever had?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would and wildest breakup. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Was there any hesitation once
spoiler
you found
alert,
out what the...
Spoiler alert.
Oh, boy.
You haven't seen episode 3.
They are not together anymore. Was there any hesitation when you found out what the show was going to be about? Were you like, I'm not sure if I want to do this?
Yeah, well, maybe hesitation to do what everyone maybe expected. But if you saw that episode, you probably knew that as well. Yeah.
Did you get to keep the Neil Lane diamond after the fact?
I did not. I did not.
You had to give it back?
Yeah, I didn't even have it after the show. They want to keep that all under wraps so until it airs.
Well,
but
sure.
Yeah, I only got to touch it. It was beautiful, though. Neil Lane, well done.
Yeah, shout out to Neil Lane.
Yeah, I think that is a question. You touched about it. To keep it under wraps until the show airs, what is dating in private off a reality show like?
Well, for me, it was interesting because she...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I lived in Nashville and I live in LA. So we really got to really speak on the phone mostly, FaceTime. I mean, I went to Russia right after we aired. So like me and him were just talking while it's overseas. And then, yeah, going to visit her in Nashville. Never been. It was amazing. Nashville, doing great. But yeah, the long distance, you know, just kind of killed it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you really got the chance to know her, like a fair chance to know her, even though you guys were communicating via FaceTime and all that?
No, I don't. But I don't think that's anything to say against FaceTime and texting. I think that if it took two people to kind of like really want to go deeper than superficial. I think we knew a lot of facts about each other, but as far as like going any deeper, I think there was some resistance there just because of the distance. So it's kind of complicated, I guess.
On both parts.
Yeah, I mean, I probably shouldn't say much more than that, but yeah, it takes two, you know.
Sure.
What is the experience when you're on the show where you don't see who's behind that wall? Even though it is nice and sparkly, how much
good looking wall?
Yeah, great looking wall. As the show progresses, are you questioning of like, I wonder what she thinks about this? I wonder what her thoughts are on that? Because one of the things that we've talked about on the show is that it's very contestant oriented and driven of learning about the contestants, but the contestants don't really get to learn much about the person. Is that something that A, you were asking yourself while on the show, and B, you wish it would incorporate?
Yeah. I think that's extremely important. The fact that we didn't get to know anything about her, we didn't get to ask any questions about her. It was very one-sided. Mm-hmm. I think they should definitely address that issue. If they do upcoming seasons, I would answer your question, right?
No, because it's been a huge thing of like, man, oh, we're learning all about these guys, But what did we actually know about Celine tonight? How did we even see her reactions to the questions from the contestants?
I mean, yeah. Celine was very vocal tonight, though, because I did hear her saying a lot, like, oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Like,
yeah, but what does that tell you? I mean, she's reacting.
I mean, that means that she likes what she sees. Yeah. That's what that means.
But the poor guys don't get to know anything about her. That's what you're getting
at. And to your point, Jordan, I agree. And we've said that on this show. Why don't they get to know more besides the little bio with the little invisible man that you definitely deserve to learn more
than? I feel like it would make way more sense for the audience to be able to see the contestant behind the screen and for the men to not see her, so at least we can read something off of those nonverbal cues.
Showbiz, man. Showbiz.
Yeah. Right?
That's why I wanted to take her to Fiji. That's why I wanted to get to know her, because it's not really fair to kind of put someone on the spot. You don't really know. I mean, I get the whole like love at first sight thing. I get that, but maybe I'm a little old fashioned, and I did obviously date someone a long time, and I didn't propose.
yeah, we heard about that. 9 years, right?
Total of 9 years. It was on and off, but that's a whole other hour segment.
What do you think of the criticism that people gave for you not proposing?
I mean, I get it. I think people like want to see that for the show, but personally, I've never been on a reality show before. I wanted to be real, and that was real. I wasn't going to propose to someone I didn't know, and like. Literally, the first time I saw her was when she walked out of that thing. So it's like, I don't know anything about you. You're beautiful. That's cool. But I wanted to get to know her. And I think she did too. And I think that's why inevitably she picked me.
Did they really encourage that proposal? Like, were they like, listen, we need you to propose?
I can't speak of anything that the producers and I talked about. But yeah, I mean, the show is called The Proposal. I'm sure they would have liked me to do that. But... personally, I feel like it made our show very interesting, the fact that I didn't.
Yeah.
Whether or not she picked me or not, It's pretty interesting.
Did you go on the show knowing that you weren't going to propose, or was that just an instinct that you're like, I'm not ready for this yet?
I had a pretty good idea I wasn't going to propose, but I wasn't also going to like write it off. But as it progressed and I made it to the final, I was kind of like, oh, well, all right, I got to make that decision. So I guess I didn't really have to think about it much until I was standing with a tux and a Neil Lane ring.
So you were like, Fiji is a good alternative to a proposal.
Fiji sounds like a good alternative to anything. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Well, really, I just wanted to get to know her going somewhere. And so I was just like, Fiji, why not? I kind of threw it out there. I'd never been. I'd always want to go. I'm a big surfer. I like to surf. So I was like, Fiji sounds good.
Did
so.
They pay for the trip?
Well, and we never went. We never went on the trip. I went to Nashville, and that was the last time I saw her.
Would they have paid for the trip?
They probably would have, yeah.
Okay, because I didn't know if that was ever a thing, an option of like, hey, if you want to do this, we'll give you a set budget.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I can speak good, about no. specifically.
That's
but,
totally fine. How much discussion was there between you and the other contestants throughout the show?
You know what? It's interesting. we still talk. All of us still talk. We have a group chat, and I think the most interesting thing is that's really the relationship that kind of lasted and like was solid, because we all get to hang out, you know, before the show, during the show, after the show, and very, very. We all talk.
Do you think it will take to propose? Do you think love is enough in a relationship, or do you think that there's something required more than just love and chemistry for a proposal to occur in the future?
For me, specifically.
Yes, for you specifically.
Oh, man. All right. I think love, chemistry, all that's super important. But I think what I'm also looking for is
compatibility.
A partner. Obviously compatibility. I think that's really important as well. But a partner in general. Someone that you're not, you know, taking through life, but you're like kind of holding hands as you're going through life together. Someone in the trenches with you, you know, because you're going to need support some days, and she's going to need support some days. So that's really what it's about. You know, someone that's passionate, driven, doesn't need me. That's great. You don't need me. I don't need you, but we're in this together.
Yeah.
It's kind of a long-winded answer.
Well, we won't grill you, you know, consistently anymore. We have tonight's
Bring
episode to talk
Bring
about, and we certainly want to get your take on tonight's episode, and certainly as we, you know, progress, and if we have a question, we want to be able to hear what your thoughts are comparatively. But we are at AfterBuzz. This is not the only show that we cover. We are the ESPN of TV Talk. You see this right here? ESPN of TV Talk, and we have dozens and dozens of shows, don't we, Mia?
Yeah, we seriously do. So AfterBuzz TV produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, not just The Proposal. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help, guys, so listen up. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those annoying notifications, don't be, because they're totally optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. You'll get a special shout out from the four of us. For now, thanks for being the best fans ever and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
There are literally dozens of shows, and if you guys have fun on this one, I guarantee you there's so many other great hosts, you're going to have fun on those as well. And speaking of fun, I think tonight's episode was fun. I think this, of a lot of the episodes we watched, I mean, there was just good chemistry. I think it was interesting that a lot of the guys seemed the same starting out. And I think, I forget who mentioned it, they were like, well, she certainly has a type.
Yeah.
Was there any of them that stood out? Was that
I did say that.
Was that you?
Yeah, it was me.
That was you. I don't know. Was it good or bad that they were kind of narrowed down right away to a certain type?
I mean, I feel like on the surface, they all were like these hunky bodybuilder-looking guys that were tall and dark and handsome.
Ethnic.
But
especially Steve.
Yeah.
CrossFit Steve.
CrossFit Steve.
But other than that, I feel like personality-wise, they were a little different. Like, there was a lawyer. There was, like, this acrobatic dancer.
Way, there it is. Way.
Yeah, they were, like, a bunch of different...
My top pick, personally.
Yeah, there were a bunch of different personalities.
She liked that chair.
I like it. I like them flexible.
Listen up, boys. You know how to get to her heart.
You wish you were the chair in this episode. Is that what this is? Hello.
I just love how Jesse was like, I usually sit in the chair. Like,
yeah, Jesse with the ad lib tonight.
I know.
Jesse show us the personality.
Yes, Jesse. We're so
nothing
proud
to be
of
ashamed
you
of there.
How much, I mean, and maybe you can talk to this. Obviously, we looked at this and like she's from New York and we have like New Jersey, New York, you know, all of them kind of in that area. How much do you think the main contestant has pick over who shows up for the guys?
I don't think they have any pick.
Really?
I mean, look at me. Yep. LA and Nashville. I actually predict second season that they're going to do a lot better than that, a lot better job at that. Unfortunately, distance does play a role in things.
That's huge.
And Mike and Monica, both in California, I'm just saying, producers,
yeah,
hook a brother up.
Oh, man. Yeah, and who stood out? Was any of them stood out?
Yeah. The guy who, like, had his favorite insect. It was, like, some sort of weird beetle. He kind of stood out. Not maybe in...
Well, totally missed that one.
Yeah, like, he was...
I forget. I didn't hear who that was.
He was the first, like, one of the first ones.
He was the first... Was Steve... Well, he wasn't CrossFit Steve and Tommy Taylor.
No.
Nicholas Minor? He has
maybe
a cat.
No.
He has a cat.
Wow. I know who stood out, guys. Naeem.
Yeah,
with
I was
the
just
two
gonna
daughters
say,
from Naeem, two different women.
With his Naeem Superman tattoo.
Yeah.
He was striking. He was very striking.
Yeah. Mm. Very handsome guy.
So that was a big point in the show, obviously, the turning point where it was kind of talking about him and his two daughters, and it was one of the questions of how is that and how are you ready now as women? Mm-hmm. If you're looking at a guy and he says, oh, I have kids with multiple women, what are your thoughts? Red flags? What questions do you have?
I don't think it's a red flag. I think it would be naive at, how old is he? 34? To think that he may not have kids. But I think the important thing is to see if he has respect and relationships with the mother of his children. That would be the main concern for me.
But if you look back on the way he answered the question, she asked him, obviously, what did she ask him about the two kids? She said, why, you know, this is going to, can this cause an issue or something like that? The two kids with the two.
Yeah, I'm concerned. Why shouldn't I be concerned?
Why shouldn't I be concerned? And then he answered basically saying that he wasn't necessarily proud of the fact that he had two kids with two different mothers. So obviously someone would assume that he doesn't think that that's something to be proud of necessarily.
Yeah, and I mean, I think he didn't have a long time to answer the question. So he did say, like, I was young, and I don't know that that was the best answer, but I do understand what he means by that.
Yeah.
So maybe he thought his second relationship with the second mother would be, you know, the one that would stick, but it didn't. And that's what happens.
Right. I mean, I don't know. I see it as a red flag based on how he answered the question, though. I wouldn't say it would be a red flag if every single person were to answer that they had a kid, but to have two kids from two different women and to kind of come on, like, this dating show and be like, well, maybe the third time you'll be the one, maybe it'll be a better connection. It kind of sounded like, okay, I'm just trying to, like, upgrade and, like, find... It didn't feel very, like, it would be, like, a solid relationship based on how he answered the question.
Jordan, you start dating a girl and she's like, gotta let you know something. I got two different kids with two different baby daddies.
Yeah, that's a big one. I think I agree with you, you know, Lauren. It's not necessarily like a deal breaker, but it does make you think. And I think with a dating pool as big as it is, you can kind of like, all right, well, I can deal with someone that maybe doesn't have that kind of baggage. Mm-hmm. And but to his point, to be fair to him, I think we're all human, we're all learning, we're all growing. So I mean, you can't really judge someone for how, you know, how they may look in the moment. I mean, I know I got a lot of flack on the show as well for a couple different things, but hopefully I'm swaying some Team Sams over here to Team Jordan.
You are.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he didn't do a good job of explaining it.
Yeah, exactly.
Personally, I look at that and I'm like, hey, you know, you had a chance to be able to say this is – it's hard because you can't say a mistake because your kids will probably be watching
it. His kids are not mistakes. I'm sure he loves
them. Yeah, exactly. But I think he didn't do a good job. You know, you said, oh, I was a kid at 18, didn't have a dad, made a mistake. Didn't really touch on the second one. I think he kind of ran out of time. But I mean, I think it's tough.
And it wasn't a good answer because he got kicked off.
It's tough in a big dating pool, but it's also tough when you have – 30 minutes to make a decision about who your husband's going to be, of like, okay, well, I don't have time to even deal with that.
Right. I mean, that's the problem is they didn't really get to know each other either. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure there's a much bigger story behind that than he can get away in like 30 seconds with Jesse breathing down his neck.
Seriously. Like, okay, you're done.
All right, Jesse.
Well, from one end of the spectrum, multiple kids, to the other end of the spectrum, no kids, no sex. Ooh. Surprised by Tommy Taylor Jr.'s decision of saving himself until marriage. Ooh, great sound effect. Jeff Graham.
I mean, which
speaking of marriage, Jeff Graham in the booth, getting married in less than a week. Congratulations, Jeff Graham.
Congratulations, Jeff.
Gotta hear about that proposal later.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I feel like he answered that question about virginity perfectly. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we constantly see this in the media and in life, and especially in America in general. When a man says he's a virgin, it's like this huge red flag. But if a woman says she's a virgin, it's this thing to be praised and mm-hmm. cherished. So it's such a double standard. And the way he answered that question was so flawless, where I just wanted to give him a standing ovation, because he answered it, and at the end of it, he kind of made this joke, and he alluded to Wei and saying, like, but I'm very flexible, and I can learn, and I don't know, I just felt like...
He is so smooth the whole time, though.
Smooth.
He is just so smooth the whole time.
And he's so genuine, too.
Yeah. Lauren, what are you going to say?
I mean, yeah, I think... His answer was good. I like him.
Oh, you were not a fan.
But this is my thing. I want to know what kind of bacon he's making. Because he said bacon like four times. So, like, is it special bacon? Like,
wow.
He did.
No, hey, if he's...
He won. I'm just saying. Maybe she likes bacon, so...
I mean, he doesn't use one meat, but he uses the other.
I knew it was coming. I set him up for that.
And with that, folks, I'll see you next week. I think he was very confident. I'll give him that. I mean, the entire episode, what you're saying, he's very confident. So when that question comes, he's not taken off guard, and he's not like, oh, how do I explain this? He's like, this is who I am. This is what I, you know, am pursuing and what I am passionate about and the convictions that I have. But I'm also flexible, and here's the... And that confidence is, I mean, from either sex is so attractive, I think.
Yeah.
And I think that is also really set him apart tonight.
Well, and I think it shows that he can keep them laughing into their old age. Like, it shows her a side of him that she wouldn't have otherwise seen. Mm-hmm. So I love that about him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're right, Mike. The way he tackled that question was great, as opposed to the way, what was the other guy's name?
We had Wendell and Steve.
No, the one that has...
The fourth?
Naeem. Oh, Naeem.
Naeem. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. What were the other deep questions? We had, Steve, tell me about the last time you were hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I thought she asked good questions.
I feel like they know what to ask because they, like...
That's not fair.
Yeah.
This guy got asked when he was hurt. I got asked if you ever hurt someone before. Not fair. Yes, I was hurt.
They need to pull that question out of her, right? Because you had already told the producer. Oh, you can't tell us. Yeah.
Okay,
got it.
I don't know about that.
What question, were you prepared for any questions? Or in your mind, what are you thinking when it's like, all right, this is going to be a deep question?
Yeah, I wasn't prepared. I mean, so I did talk to the producers because they could ask anything, like the show. So we're not coached on...
Obviously.
So we kind of like were talking about some random questions that we could kind of like go through just to get comfortable. And yeah, when that one hit me on stage, I was like, ugh, gut punch. It was kind of funny to me too, because it was like, that had to be the one that I get asked too. So
did you feel nervous at all being in front of a live audience as you're answering these questions? Or did you block them out? Like, how did you deal with it being live?
I think I was really only nervous in the beginning and at the end of that show. I didn't want to get cut first, but then I was like, all right, I didn't get cut first. So like, I'm okay. And I'm a drummer, so I'm used to kind of being on stage and performing and stuff. So I don't really get too nervous. But that was a tough question to answer, you know, in front of anyone. But yeah.
Did you get any like really great advice before going on the show? Your friends or family?
I didn't tell any of my friends or family that I was going on the show.
Really?
At all. I didn't have a watch party or anything. I watched by myself with my dog. So this is the first show that I get to watch with people. So that's why I was like talking the whole time.
No.
So thank you for being. Thank you for watching.
So wait, when did your friends and family find out?
The show.
No,
I did tell my mom on Mother's Day. I told her like a couple weeks before it aired, and the first thing any of my friends saw was my post on Instagram.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, so I did a thing. Yeah.
Why was it such a big secret?
I did it for me. I didn't know how I was going to come across too. I wasn't necessarily looking for fame or someone to pat me on the back for doing a show or something like that. So I was just kind of like, we'll just see how it goes. I don't know. Maybe it's a weird answer.
No, I think that's a great answer. Yeah.
I think it's realistic.
You did it for the right reasons.
Yeah, and it's
for social media fame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do people do reality shows for social media fame?
Turns out.
There's like one or two.
Wait, just a couple. That guy who wanted a record
out there.
Went on The Bachelor.
Yeah, possibly.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Throw on the social media fame. Well, Shanice says that she likes you in the chat. She was a fan of you.
Thank you, Shanice.
Do you know Shanice and I are always on the same page?
I love Shanice.
I love her.
Yeah.
Shanice is fantastic.
Yeah, I need all the Team Jordans I can get. That was pretty minority for sure.
For the first time tonight, the contestants were able to ask the dad.
Mm.
Is how important is that in a marriage? Did your husband...
So I have two dads, a stepdad and my real dad. Mm. And he asked both of them because he knows that that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
They both walked me down the aisle. So yeah, he asked both of them. I can't imagine what that meeting was like, but he did it.
Did he ask them at the same time?
No, he asked them separately. He went to both of their jobs. And like sat in their office, I'm sure all nervous and asked. Now, I think it's important, but in the moment of the proposal, I don't know how much weight that holds that they're asking that question because there's no history behind it. So like, I don't know in that moment if them asking Celine's dad that really meant as much.
I mean, we already know how Celine's dad answered the question. He basically said yes to the second guy. Yeah.
Right,
and
right, sure.
That was very telling. Sure. Yes. Yeah. Very telling.
Yeah, it was clear who he was a fan of.
Yeah.
I'm a little old fashioned though. I like that. I actually like that they incorporated that, and that some of them actually didn't ask in the past, and the fact that I think this is the first time that even actually either of them said, "Will you marry me?" The words, "Will you marry me?" Mm-hmm. I don't know. That might be wrong.
Jeff Graham, did you ask your fiance's father?
I asked. Sorry, I'm sitting in the booth. I asked my fiance's dad 8 months in advance if I could marry him.
Wow. Nice.
I had to because there was so many logistics, and it was the only time I was going to see him in person before the big question.
Did you tell him at the time that it would be another 8 months before you would propose?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, guys. I'm really clicking. I had to because I was planning it around a family vacation she was having, so... And I wasn't going to see her before that.
That is so romantic.
Yeah.
Jeff, you are so
I'm just surrounded by such good dudes everywhere.
Jeff Graham, you are the best.
You are.
You guys are the best. Come on.
I wonder if that was a decision by the producers to offer that, or if that was, and I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, I can totally see Tommy Taylor Jr. being like, guys, I kind of want to do this. I feel like it's really respectful. And the producers are like, yes, 100%.
Yeah.
It's definitely interesting.
I can see that.
I can totally see that.
They edited that part out, but...
And Steve's like, I like that idea, too. Yeah, I'll remember that.
CrossFit's about it.
He's like, CrossFit. It's interesting that they waited till the 8th episode to do something different, you know? Mm-hmm. It's very weird. I like that they did
You can teach an old dog new tricks.
Can you really?
Apparently... I mean, what this week we had this changing. We had Jesse a little bit of ad lib.
Yes.
I mean, next week, who knows what this show is going to offer? Hold on to your seats, folks. What are the percentage odds that they will stay together?
Oh, very high.
You think so?
Very high for this one.
So what's your percentage? What are you giving them?
85%.
I'm going to go with...
Lauren's pretty accurate.
I need to think about this for a second. Farrah?
I'd say 75%.
I'm going to give it a 63%.
63.
So arbitrary.
Yeah.
63.
A 63%. Yeah.
Hey, it's a real number.
You know? I'm going the opposite. I think 35%.
You think 30? Why do you think 35%?
Hater.
Was it the awkward kiss?
I think if it has anything to do with Taylor, that they'll go far. But her, I felt like she was really awkward. I felt like she wasn't really in it. I don't know. Hopefully, maybe it was just nerves on stage, but I felt like she was kind of like standoffish. But again, I feel like it's we'll see how people get to know each other.
Did you feel like she wasn't into it because she was literally facing the other direction from them when she was talking to them? Is that why?
That could have been maybe some of it. But again, there's a lot of nerves up on stage. Trust me, there's a lot of nerves up on stage. So I hope I'm wrong. You know, I hope that everyone falls in love all the time. So
all the time.
Maybe me someday.
Aww.
A lot of me is wanting to be optimistic, but I'm going to agree and say I think it's like 35%.
Really?
And it's not her. I think he's too religious. I don't think he's too religious. But I'm saying I think that if he's as strict religiously, we didn't find out anything about her religion.
Yeah, I was just going to ask from a values perspective.
And I think from a values perspective, that's huge. If he's saving himself and he's doing it for a certain reason that he's very biblical, to not know her faith and her background, that could be a big red flag for him. And it could be like, it's not that they're not great people and there could be great friends, but that's a huge deal breaker in religious relationships.
But do we think that there is some religion there? Because her dad did ask as one of the final questions, how important is religion to you? He didn't say it was important to him, but I do think that he brought that up for a reason.
That she might not be religious. But I think if you're on a level like Tommy is, that you also want someone who is on a very similar level because of when you have kids and what are you teaching your kids and how are you raising your family. And it's like there's not tears, but there's like, hey, I really am dedicated.
Yeah, it's very
and
true.
I think that can be an issue.
Now,
can
let me ask you this, though. With Tommy being the kind of guy that he is, do you think he would have proposed if that were the case?
Yeah, because he's on the show. And I think for that, right? I think... No, I don't. I see. I'm not even looking, Jordan. I think, I mean, it wouldn't have surprised me if he didn't. 100%, it wouldn't have surprised me if he didn't. But I think being that his parents were like, oh, love at first sight. And I don't think she had any red flags initially that would have stopped her proposal.
There's a lot of actors out there, but he seems super genuine.
I don't think if
the way he came across, I don't think he would have proposed based on the guy he was if he didn't really have some sort of, you know, motivation or some sort of connection there.
That's what I think.
But you gotta admit there's still that elephant in the room. She did ask about how adventurous in the bedroom. Girls got needs. I'm just saying that may be a deal breaker because
it was
a deal breaker question.
She wouldn't have accepted his proposal.
Hey, but you know what? I think she might be willing to kind of, okay, let's see where this goes. Let's get to know this person again. I think a lot happens after the cameras turn off. So I wish him the best, but, you know, we'll see.
So there you just alluded to a lot happens after the camera turns off. What is the first thing that happens when the cameras turn off?
Oh, man. well, ours was a very long filming day, and I was like, hey, can I get your number?
No.
That was, like, the funniest part. But she was hungry, and so I took her to Fatburger down the street in Universal.
I think one of the pictures is up on
the proposal Instagram or something. I don't know, but... yeah, we stuffed our faces with some fat burgers.
Because, it's like, okay, by the way, now we're in a committed relationship. And so...
Now can I get your number?
Yeah. Now can I get your number?
Wow. Oh, there's the picture.
Oh, look.
She's gorgeous.
See where the looks are in that relationship.
She's stunning.
She is.
She's very
beautiful. That guy's all right.
Yeah, he's okay. The guy on the left. But that burger, though.
Yeah, the burger looks real good.
Stealing the show.
Went right to the burger.
Yeah. 9 o'clock, so haven't eaten in a couple hours. Where's the nearest Fat Burger? It's right down the road, actually. So Simona has a question. She said, if they ask you back for season 2 to be the man in the pod.
Ooh, that's such a good question.
I think it would depend on where I am in life. I am definitely looking for a woman to be my partner, but I'm actually taking a lot of little time to myself, probably for the first time in too long. Mm-hmm. I'm not dating anyone at all right now, and I'm really trying to just figure myself out.
That's good.
That's great.
That's important. I think in a society where everyone's like, oh, I need this, I want to feel needed, that it's good to be able to take that time.
Yeah, I think that was my problem. I was very needy in a lot of relationships. I know that I mentioned it on on TV that I was looking for the one, but I really feel like at the end of the day I wasn't the one. So so I really couldn't be with the one. I think every single girl that I've dated, I've been so blessed, like, to have really, really wonderful women in my life, and I blew it. I really did. I blew it in all the situations. So
don't be too hard on yourself.
So I'm trying to learn. That's where I'm at right now. That's why I'm taking some time.
That's great.
Well, we have some social media and some special segment. What do we want to do first? Social media, special segment. What do we got?
Social media.
Social media. This goes back to last episode.
All right. So remember Winston, the good old boy from Britain or whatever his name was. He did a little swerve motion on Shelby, the beautiful model with the piercing blue eyes. And after his relationship didn't work out with who he actually chose, he decided to slide into Shelby's DMs and say, how are you?
With how a little are smiley you, face. Little smile.
So then Shelby, like the true savage she is, you go girl, posted, when he doesn't pick you but tries to slide in the DMs after. Swerve, no thanks. I'm right there with you, girl. Like, no. Are you kidding me? Now you're going to try?
Thoughts on her calling him out, putting him on blast.
He deserved it.
Yeah.
He deserved
Props.
It.
That's a little rough.
I wouldn't have
done that.
I
wouldn't
have
done
that.
No, if only every man could be on blast like that, that would be awesome.
I totally get why she did it, but that's a little rough. That's a little rough. He made a mistake. He knows he made a mistake, but she's going to be just fine, everyone. She's going to be just fine.
This is my question. Why didn't he slide into the second place person's DMs? Well,
Seen Shelby?
He probably did. Let's be honest. Come on. and all of the rest of the contestants.
Yeah, you think he was shooting one shot?
Seriously.
Yeah.
Well, and all of the other episodes.
That's why she had every right to post that, so that every woman knows what they're dealing with.
It's a lot of stuff that goes behind the scenes. Let's put it that way.
Yes.
You're so passionate about that.
Hey.
So am I. There should be a Yelp on men.
No.
I want a search.
Do you want a Yelp? Whoa. Do you want a Yelp on women too?
No.
Oh, look at that double standard hanging out there.
Okay, fair game. Wow. There should be a Yelp though. We should have an idea as to who these men and women are that we're going out with.
Yeah. She said, and women.
No one would date. One would date anyone because it'd just be bad reviews on everyone.
It could be like own braids.
Yeah. Have you noticed with the rise in technology, the decline in marriage success? Like, have we noticed this?
Well, did you go on Amazon? People either rate it 1 star or 5. You either have the people that are like, "I love this product," or the one that "I hate it." You're not going to get the middle of the road
stuff.
So true. And you have to take it with a grain of salt. I never take Yelp reviews seriously because there are those people that are like, "I just hate this place," and you look at the reviews and they're all like that. So you can't trust.
I also know a friend who gets paid $10. An Amazon review, so you can't really trust those as much either.
I need that job.
Just saying. Okay. Special segment tonight.
Yes. Okay. So for the special segment, I'm going to take it back to the three questions that were asked, one each for Wendell, Tommy Taylor Jr., and Steve. So there was one question about religion and the importance religion plays in your life. There was one about fake news and how to filter through all of the different news sources. That was my favorite question, by the way. And then the final question was about how you would deal with someone who is significantly more successful than you. Which question out of the three questions would you want to dodge if you were on that, like,
want to dodge?
Board? Would you want to dodge? Like, you're like, I absolutely do not want to answer this question. Like, what do you think was, like, the most difficult one?
I think the fake news one was just, like, I didn't quite get it.
Yeah, I didn't get it either.
It was like, how do you deal with this in life and then dodge the fake news? You're like, are you asking for my political news?
Dude, but I still feel like Tommy, like, answered it like Will Ferrell in Old School. He just kind of, like, blacked out. It's like, where'd that come from? It's like, what an answer. Well done, Tommy.
I just didn't get it. What are you like?
Yeah, no, I mean, I thought the questions were kind of interesting this time around. Yeah, that would probably be the question I wouldn't want to answer because I don't know what kind of answer he's looking for.
But the other two questions are questions I ask guys when I go on dates with them.
Like,
they're both important.
What's your religion?
I think the other two are very important. And I just have a good answer for the both of those. So I'm like,
rehearsed, huh?
Yeah. You have to be.
Hey, all dates are interviews, guys.
Exactly.
Let's be honest.
It's true.
What? You've been asked some of the same questions before.
Jordan, which question would you want to dodge out of the three? The religion question, the fake news question, or the success question?
Oh, man.
That success question is pretty condescending.
Of course, then he put it to me. Yeah, I thought it was funny. He's like, you don't know me, Dad. What? How do you know I'm not successful as your daughter? Wow, I don't know.
CrossFit champion.
Probably the weirdest one would be like the news one. Because I think to your point, I've thought about the other ones before. Like, I haven't really thought about, like, how I avoid fake news.
In your life?
I would just turn off social media or so, I don't know.
Right. Turn off the TV.
Weird. Yeah, those are all, they're all pretty hard questions, but I think I've given more thought to those two, like you said.
Yeah.
I thought all three of those questions, like this was
you
the first time.
You were in love with that fake news question. I was like,
I love these questions. These are so random, but they really try
wrong.
To...
Wrong. You're so wrong. Oh, I just
worst trade deal ever.
I'm done. Okay, worst so Mina, answer ever. The question. How do you dodge fake news?
I feel like you just have to be really savvy and not rely on one traditional news outlet and look at multiple sources of information. Because when it comes to mainstream news like CNN, Fox News, anything that's mainstream, a lot of those corporations are bought by like advertising. So they have to censor themselves on certain topics and also the agenda setting function of the media. Why are you looking at me?
Because
like
I feel like you have had this answer prepared.
No,
like,
not.
Hey,
like,
hey, except for ABC. Saying. They report the truth. They report the truth.
Dick. Well, let's tease a quick,
company
quick,
man.
I'm a quick,
company
we got man. 30 seconds. Looking ahead to next episode, what are your predictions? They said they were bringing someone back. Who do you think it is? Who do you want it to be?
I have no idea.
No clue.
No clue?
I can't even...
It said it was a fan favorite.
You know, what I will say, I think it's probably Sam. Because everybody loves
great.
Sam. Everybody loves
so.
Sam.
Let's do a close-up on Jordan's face right now. Jeff.
Hey, no, honestly, Sam goes on that. This is the funny thing. I met him, the very first person I met as a contestant.
Oh, wow.
And we were just like in the van together. And they're like, oh, don't worry, you guys aren't on the same show. We're like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. Liars. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it'd be cool if it was
I
Sam.
Think it has to be one of the final two from any episode. So sure. That narrows mm-hmm. it down to 16 or 14 if you look at who's still together. I bet it's not Mike coming back from Mike and Monica. Because I think they're still together.
They are.
Don't say that. Don't put that out into the universe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
that'd be rough.
That's going to break
them up. Surprise, they're not together.
That's going to break them up. Well, that wraps up our episode for tonight. Jordan, thank you so much for
thank
joining
you.
Us.
Thank
Where
you,
can
Jordan.
People find you
thank
on
you.
Social media?
Jordan would do it on Instagram.
That's
don't add me on Facebook because I reserve that to my very close family and friends
Aww.
And people that I meet. So you guys can add me.
Yay!
Feel free. So sorry to break your heart. I've had to decline a couple different invites, but Instagram.
It's all right. Ladies, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Mina Makes Magic.
Thank you so much for tuning in, you guys. We have special guests next week, LaToya and Tyler. You can follow me on Instagram at Lauren Ashley Beck.
And you can follow me on Instagram at Farah_Nas_B.
And you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at TheOnlyMC. Again, check out the other shows here on AfterBuzz TV. One for every show that you watch. I guarantee it. We'll be back here next week as we are every single Monday. Two more weeks left in this season of The Proposal.
Woo!
Like, comment, subscribe, rate, tell a friend. Go leave a Yelp review. Go comment something on Amazon to be able to draw people to this show. We'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.